and it's very upsetting. Pat Deegan designed that experiment. Again, she was trying to get people to understand what people with schizophrenia or some other mental illnesses go through on a daily basis, hearing these kind of voices all the time. Pat was diagnosed with schizophrenia as a teenager. After being urged to enter a halfway house and, for all intents and purposes, retire from life, she decided instead to become a clinical psychologist and change the mental health system. Pat Deegan joins us tonight. So how did you come up with this idea for kind of helping people understand what people who are experiencing schizophrenia are going through?
Well, I began to realize that on a lot of college campuses, when they were training rehabilitation students to understand, for instance, the experience of having a mobility impairment, that they'd actually have students go in a wheelchair and try to navigate campus. Mm. And I said, I really want to convey to students and professionals what the experience of hearing these distressing voices is like. But I wanted it to be more than sort of a trippy experience that people would just sort of kick back and say, this is so weird. I wanted people to have to encounter some of the challenges that those of us with psychiatric disorders are challenged with in just moving through a regular day.
It was incredibly isolating. I mean, to be out on the street and having these voices talking to me, often saying very negative things about what I was doing, what I was thinking, about how I should act. It made me feel incredibly isolated from other people, and even to the point where I wanted to talk back to the voices, even though, I mean, I obviously knew, you know, they were just voices on an iPod.
Well, everyone reacts really differently, and it's interesting that your reaction was to want to talk back to them. Some people want to cower and avoid them, but I do think it is an isolating experience because you do have a sense that others are not having the same experience or sharing the same sort of auditory experience that you're having. And so I think what a lot of us do is tend to walk around and feel very alone with it, and then it gets reinforced by society's stigma of it.
So how does one deal with it? I mean, I cannot imagine dealing with this. I mean, I did it for 45 minutes. I cannot imagine dealing with this for an entire day, let alone years of one's life.
Well, I think there are many ways that people deal with it, but I'll ask you, what did you do to manage when you first were having this experience?
I kept looking at the clock thinking, okay, there's only 3 more minutes of this test that I have to do because I couldn't really function. I mean, I'm not great with numbers, but I could not come up with any, I couldn't do anything on the number test. And just walking down the street was just so isolating, and interacting with other people was so difficult because you have other people in your head commenting on things. Like, don't look up, look down, and different people commenting. It was just, I don't know how I would deal with it.
Well, you were dealing with it, and that's the point. And when we have the experience of first starting to hear voices, we deal with it as well. So one of the things that you did is say, hey, this is a phase, this will be over, and you can get through anything if you know it has an end in sight. Mm-hmm. So that was one, for instance, coping strategy that you did use. I think in the beginning, people are easily overwhelmed by the experience, actually engulfed by it, because the nature of these voices is being all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. But over time, I think people come up with rather ingenious ways of beginning to manage these distressing voices, one of which that's very popular among people is listening to headphones and being able to distract yourself with music.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.